This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Well, we've got Big 12 bowl games right around the corner, and let's talk about BYU taking on Georgia Tech. It is the beloved Pop-Tarts Bowl, and we're going to give you a pick, a preview, and a prediction against the spread right here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We cover the Big 12. Thank you, as always, for being a part of the show. And the only late Christmas gift I ask from you is a subscription to the channel on YouTube or on the podcast. Like the video and drop us a 5-star rating and review. So grateful for you doing that as this show and channel continues to grow. So this is one of the more compelling matchups in the bowl season because you've got teams where most of the stars are playing, going to be available. And it's just a good matchup of two top 25 teams where every other player is not opting out. So this is one of the better non-college football playoff bowl games, and I believe we're going to get a good one here between BYU and Georgia Tech. But I look at this game, and here's what it comes down to for me. Can Georgia Tech, Haynes King, and this offense get it going on the ground? That's the question for me, because you look at Georgia Tech this year. I mean, that's where they really made themselves. It was on the ground with a rushing offense that was second best in the ACC in yards per game at over 200 a pop. But what do you have in BYU? You have a BYU team that did a great job this year slowing down the running game. And even against Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship, they held their own in this category. So I'm looking at this matchup and I'm saying this is where Georgia Tech wins this game or BYU wins this game. Slowing down the rushing game of the Yellow Jackets. If BYU can do that, I believe offensively they're going to be able to put points on the board. That's just how I see this playing out for BYU, because Georgia Tech on the other side does not do a great job stopping the run. They were 15th in the ACC in yards per game allowed on the ground at 170. I'm looking at this BYU team, and I'm like, you know what? This BYU team, you know, I mean, if you're a Big 12 fan and you're watching right now, you know how well they've done on the ground with Bear Bachmeyer leading the way with L.J. Martin. Now, we know that L.J. Martin's not playing. We understand that, the star running back for BYU. And that's definitely a big loss in this game. However, if you have not seen Bear Bachmeyer, if you're watching this and you're a Georgia Tech fan or you're just a college football fan who's looking for a pick and a spread, you know, everything like that, this dude, to me, was the most underrated freshman in the entire country. He stepped in late in camp after Jake Retzlaff got booted from BYU's campus, or I guess he technically left before he got the boot, and he steps in as a true freshman, and he's a dual-threat guy. And, you know, he's really able to give you some juice in not just the passing game, but really the running game. He's a force inside the red zone, and that's where I think you're going to see him on display. So even without L.J. Martin, I believe BYU is going to have the pieces in the backfield, led by their quarterback, who's a dual-threat guy, to really take it to Georgia Tech on the ground. And that's where I see BYU having a lot of success in this Pop-Tarts Bowl coming up on Saturday. Now, what else is this game going to come down to? Well, Georgia Tech had a lot of staff turnover. So this has been a weird offseason because Georgia Tech had a good year, top 25 season, obviously. And what happened? Well, They went 8-0 for the first time since 1966, stumbled late in the season, got eliminated from ACC contention after losing two of their final three games in the conference, and then they end up seeing their coaching staff get poached. So they lose their offensive coordinator to Florida for the same role. He takes his quarterback's coach, wide receiver's coach, H-back's coach with him. Offensive line coach leaves for Nebraska. Running back's coach is leaving for Virginia Tech. So the roster's there, but the staff turnover has been tremendous. Now, they got their head coach, obviously, in Brent Key, but that offensive staff got completely poached from elsewhere around college football. So what role does that play? It does play a role in these games. You look at how these games typically and traditionally play out. Having the stable staff makes a difference. And that edge is clearly on BYU's side right now. And you look at Georgia Tech and you're saying, okay, a big reason for this team having the success it had was not because of the defense. It was because of the offense. It wasn't their defensive staff that got poached, and there's a reason for that. But Georgia Tech's defense did have a bit of a bend but don't break mentality to it. They were near the bottom of the ACC in yards allowed per game, but their points per game allowed was middle of the pack. So if they can keep that on the defensive side, bend but don't break, and hang on to what they did offensively this season with a lot of new faces, they'll be able to hang in and potentially win this game. But it's going to be difficult for them to do. What else am I watching in this Georgia Tech-BYU Pop-Tarts Bowl matchup? I just could say that all day. Georgia Tech gave up the fewest sacks in the ACC this year. Can BYU get to Haynes King? BYU was fourth in the Big 12 in sacks this season. It's going to be difficult for them to do. But once again, getting back to the staff turnover on offense, what does that mean for Haynes King, the confidence, the play calling? Is that something that could make a difference in a game like this? I believe that it is. And ultimately, there's something else out there that makes this, to me, a game that favors BYU. And that is turnover margin. BYU is 18th in the country in turnover margin. Georgia Tech is 103rd. That is a big deal. And that cuts in BYU's favor tremendously going into this game. So that right there is like just, you know, the sirens are going off for me saying BYU, BYU, BYU when you've got a difference like that. And then time of possession, BYU owns it. They were number one in the Big 12 in time of possession this season. Georgia Tech, despite, you know, wanting to win on the ground, was only 12th in the ACC in time of possession. If BYU is able to sustain long drives against this bend but don't break Georgia Tech defense, but then also put some touchdowns on the board and not settle for field goals, BYU's in a great spot in this game, even without LJ Martin. And that's ultimately what I think is going to play out here. BYU's going to move the ball well between the 20s. They'll get inside the 20. Bear Bachmeyer is going to be a big part of the running game in the red zone, and Georgia Tech just won't have an answer to stop them. And defensively, BYU is going to be able to, you know, I think, slow down this Georgia Tech offense enough to get a fairly comfortable win and cover the 4.5-point spread. Give me BYU in the Pop-Tarts Bowl by a final of, I'm going to say, 31-21. BYU wins over Georgia Tech, covers the 4.5-point spread, and ends the season on the high note. I just think the motivation is there for BYU as well. After Notre Dame cowardly bails out of the bowl game, and then, of course, the college football playoff never gave BYU the attention that it deserved down the home stretch of the season. So give me BYU winning this game fairly convincingly, 31-21 over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. Join the free forums if you haven't yet on the website. Thank you for being here. Subscribe to the channel. We've got picks, predictions, and more with bowl season getting underway at heartlandcollegesports.com. Now, coming up, let's dive into the other bowl game we've got coming up this weekend in the Big 12 Conference. That is Houston and LSU. We'll talk about that one next.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Houston versus LSU in the Texas Bowl, meantime. We'll talk about that one on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. It is a classic motivation game. It is a classic game of, and we've seen a lot of these, unfortunately, in bowl season as of late, one team decimated by the transfer portal with coaching turnover. The other one, fairly intact, a lot to play for, highly motivated. But that does not always translate to a win. That's what this Houston-LSU game is about. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. Make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel. We appreciate you joining us, as always, as a part of the show. So I want to start off with what I think this game is about at its core. There's a storyline above all the other storylines that I'm watching in this game. And it's this. Houston is much better against the run than the pass. And as it relates to LSU and its offense, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, we know that Garrett Nussmeier is done, right? They now have the backup quarterback in there, Michael Van Buren. And he stepped into this role for the Tigers in their 10th game of the season. Went 2-1, beat Arkansas and Western Kentucky and lost to Oklahoma. He's a transfer from Mississippi State. He's got mobility that Nussmeier did not have. And the Tigers struggled mightily with pass protection in 2025. But his ceiling as a passer is pretty low. Okay? So having that mobility for LSU can be good. The problem is it plays into the hands of what the strength of the Houston defense has been so far or throughout the entire 2025 season. They are a better team against the run than they are against the pass. In the Big 12, Houston was fourth in yards allowed per game on the ground, giving up only .133 and 3.7 yards per carry. Against the pass, Houston was ninth in the conference. So this was a team that wanted its quarterback to potentially be on the ground more so than just a gunslinger. That's what you saw from this Houston team this year. And it, you know, worked out pretty well for them in somewhat of a bend but don't break manner. But they were not a team that was going to get to the quarterback a ton. That's just not what they did. They didn't get a lot of sacks this season. That was not a strong suit of theirs. But they were able to be timely in the turnover department, which was also beneficial to them. They were second in the Big 12 in fumbles forced this season. So that is something as well that I looked at for Houston. I said, you know what? That plays into their favor as well. So this game right now I'm looking at, and I'm saying, okay, I've got an LSU team that is missing a ton of talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We all know Lane Kiffin's coming in, interim head coach, the whole thing, right? But my goodness, they are missing stars all over the secondary, at safety, at cornerback, linebacker, Harold Perkins, I mean, defensive end, all over the place. Wes Weeks, all these guys are done, opting out. So you're looking at this game and you're saying, okay, unless LSU is just that talented in the two deep, Connor Wigman, who beat LSU a couple of times when he was at Texas A&M, believe it or not, could have himself a pretty strong performance. And by the way, Connor Wigman in this Houston offense works better when it's able to get the running game going, Wigman as a dual threat guy, people don't necessarily think of him that way. But when he got his own running game going, Houston's offense worked a lot better and was a lot more efficient. And LSU, for all of their talent, wasn't great this year against the run. It was middle of the pack in the SEC, but it was not Oklahoma. It was not Georgia. It was not Texas. It was just middle of the pack. So that opens up great opportunity for Houston going into this game. And I expect Houston to understand that, first off, you're 9-3. You cap off a season with 10 wins in year two under Willie Fritz. I mean, that is a massive improvement. That's one of the best year-to-year jumps in all of college football, if not the best, when you look back on the season. And you get a win potentially over LSU. There's always that motivation factor. However, I will say LSU has been really good in bowl games as of late. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on when it comes to who their quarterback is. They've won their last three, six of their last seven. I mean, they do very well in bowl games no matter who is coaching them. And I think a part of that is just because of the talent that's on the roster. Because even if the top guys aren't playing, you look at the two deep for LSU, it's rarely a talent problem. Those guys on the back end are motivated. They're getting their opportunity. They're fired up. And, you know, it's obviously on display. I think that's part of why LSU has been so good in these bowl games. However, this game stacks up very well for Houston based on the opt-outs, the transition, the quarterback situation, and Houston's not getting a ton of love. They're only a point and a half point, they're only a 1.5 point favorite in this game. I mean, that is not much at all. When you figure what LSU is missing, what they will not have on the field, and the fact that Houston's a 9-win team out of the Big 12, not the freaking Sun Belt. But that's how I feel like Houston is somewhat being treated in this game. And I think that Willie Fritz, having his guys fully engaged, a part of this game, everyone's playing, there's going to be, I think, great enthusiasm and great energy around the Cougars wanting to cap off this season on a high note. So I'm going to take Houston. I think that there might be maybe some more field goals in this game than we might otherwise think. You look at I was looking at red zone defense for Houston. It was number 3 in the Big 12 this season on that side of the ball. So I'm expecting, if LSU gets in the red zone, to kick a lot of field goals. And then offensively, Houston was not great in the red zone either. They were 11th in the Big 12 in the red zone. So it may not be the highest scoring game you're going to see, because LSU just always has that talent on defense. But I'm going to go with the Houston Cougars winning the game and covering the 1.5 point spread with a final score of Houston, I'm going to say 23-20. The Cougars win over the LSU Tigers in the Texas Bowl, and they cover the 1.5 point spread. I'm Pete Mundo. Make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. We cover the Big 12. We'll have picks, predictions, everything else throughout the entire bowl season. Thank you for being here. The show keeps growing because of you. And we'll talk to you soon right here on Heartland College Sports. Have a great day.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.